Welcome back. It's been a little bit since we heard from the folks at the Quincy Animal Shelter, so I thought it'd be time for an update, and who better to do that than the director, Kit Burke. Good to see you, Kit.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Happy summer. How's it going at the shelter so far?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Ticks are terrible down there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
There's so much marsh and, you know, all that around there.
Okay.
But I think it's bad everywhere, so people should put flea and tick preventative on their animals.
Good advice, yeah.
Yes.
So, seeing we're talking about summertime problems, how's the heat been for animals this year?
Well, at the shelter, it's been fine because, you know, we're in our newer building down behind the Kennedy Center. It's central air.
That's great.
And they actually, it's kind of fancy, it's zoned.
Ooh.
You know, so I know that's something we didn't have before.
Right.
And the volunteers are very careful, like with walking dogs. You know, if it's really hot out, you take them out to go to the bathroom and maybe just a little bit around, and then get them back inside.
Yeah.
You know, and they obviously have access to water all the time and whatnot. So
Hot pavement is an issue, right, for dogs especially.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to be aware of that.
It's you know, one of the things that they say is that you can put those booties on them, but if you've ever tried to put booties on a dog, most of them vote no.
Right.
but it is important for people to realize that hot pavement, you know, on a hot day, can actually burn the pads of their feet.
Yeah, it's just skin, right? There's no special protection
careful.
There. Yeah.
Also, if you're going to be walking your dog on a really hot day, especially the breeds that are called, I think it's brachiocephalic, but pushed in, you know, Boston Terrier, French Bulldog.
Short snouts.
Yeah,
short snouted.
They struggle with the heat anyway, so don't keep them out too long. Make sure you have water with you and whatnot, because they can get overheated before we do.
Yeah, all good common sense things, certainly. We talk about it every year, but cars get extremely hot very quickly, right? So don't leave your animal in your car.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head, but it's really crazy that it could be like 72 outside with a breeze, but inside that car with the sun on the glass and whatnot, it can be up to 100 degrees.
Absolutely.
I mean, people don't realize, you know, how dangerous it can be. So.
Right, yeah, so just don't do it.
That's right, just don't do
it. We see a lot of times folks let their dogs jump into the ocean. Is that okay?
Well, I guess the first thing would be if the beach allows them to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd let my dog go in the ocean.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I mean, I would think that salt water, you would have to have a way to, you know, rinse some of it off after because it can dry out skin.
Yep.
But beyond that, I don't want to give bad advice.
No, right. Yeah, I don't know either. That's why I asked. So, okay, but you check with your rules of your beach, certainly, first of all.
Yes.
To see if dogs are allowed, yeah.
I mean, they let the dogs mostly when it's not beach weather. And, you know, there's other places now that there's the dog park and there's...
Right, yeah.
And get a little kiddie pool and put it in your yard. That's, we have those down at the shelter
okay.
for the dogs.
Yeah, there you go.
Like to play.
Seeing as we're talking about the shelter, I have to ask, because I'm sure folks will wonder, how's the construction of the new animal shelter coming along?
Quarry Street is on hold.
Okay.
They discovered at some point recently that there's asbestos, and I understand that to address it is not going to be a horrific problem, but it's still, you know, another
time consuming.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, as I said to you earlier, you know, at least we're in a really modern, you know, well lit, nice facility now. The temporary shelter that they redid behind the Kennedy Center on East Squanum Street. So, if we have to stay for a while where we are, it's way better than where we were.
That's great.
But you know, it's been going on a long time, so we just can't wait till those shovels really get in the ground. And I think once they really start construction, it'll move along. But
sure, it's just getting started. Yeah. Well, I mean, there were, you know, several roadblocks, including a pandemic, that got in the way.
Right.
And then costs spiraled after that. So.
Yeah. What happened from a financial perspective is, it's mind-boggling.
Right. Yep.
How much things went up.
But the dog park is open up there, right? How is that working?
I was told that the street, the road up was closed. I don't know if that's still true.
Okay.
I also was told that there's, some people have been told they can go in from the back, but I can't tell someone how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would just check it out, I guess.
Okay.
You know, there's no reason, there's nothing going on negative at the dog park that I'm aware of. So.
Okay. Just accessing
could
be an issue. So what's the current population at the shelter, Kit?
Well, we've been running with probably about 25 cats ongoing.
Okay.
The dogs are always far less. Probably we've run anywhere between like 3 and 8 at a time. But for the last, this is probably our third season of dogs, the numbers are just going up and up. Years ago, there were far more dogs than there had been, say, through the since 2010 to 2020. But early on with the pandemic, there was talk about the fact that when people went back to work, we'd get shelters in general would get a lot of dog calls and stuff. And we really didn't see that then, but we see it now.
Oh, interesting.
There's a lot. Most of our dogs that we're getting are surrenders,
okay.
Or they're transfers from another group that they took them as a surrender. And then sometimes folks, you know, if an animal is compromised medically or something and they can't afford to take care of it, they will surrender the animal in hopes that we can, you know, do that. And you know, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But I think it's more likely now that if an animal's in a good home, and it's something that, you know, could be treated and whatnot, we would prefer to try and help that family or person, and keep the animal there, because if we take the animal, we have to treat them anyway.
Right.
And then we have to find a home for them.
Yep.
So, you know, it doesn't mean that we're rolling in dough, but on a case-by-case basis, where we can, we will,
okay.
You know, help. We also were very fortunate a few months ago. John McDuff, who passed away a number of years ago, but he was a Quincy guy who was part of the Quincy... Oh, I'm going to forget the name now. But they did a lot of work with animals, but not cats and dogs so much. They were instrumental in Quincy can't have circus animals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a lot of good work in that regard.
Okay.
And as the members got older and, you know, retired or passed or whatnot, the group ultimately went out. But we received a very generous... payout, for lack of a better word, from his estate, specifically to help Quincy residents with the price of spay-neuter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure how we're going to manage that yet, but if people have financial need and if they want to get their animals spayed or neutered, they should at least, you know, reach out to us. But he specifically says it's Quincy residents. So
okay.
But it was a very generous, kind thing for him to do.
Nice.
Nice legacy to leave. So.
Nice, yeah. And I know there is a specific cat that has some special needs that you'd
Nemo.
Like to help out. Yeah.
Yep. Nemo is 2 years old. He's a pretty nice boy. Had I thought of it, I could have had some pictures here. He should be on our website.
Okay.
You know, if people want to take a look. He's in a foster home right now. But Nemo has... irritable bowel and has had some crystals in his urine and stuff, but but he's really a great cat, and he's a young cat, and his condition is being managed with prescription food. So, I mean, I think he would be a great pet. The challenge is that the cost of that food is really high.
Yeah.
We're looking at about $150 a month.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I know that that is beyond most of us to be able to feed a cat. So we're looking for a creative way to provide some assistance to the right adopter. And we're just going to, we haven't worked it out yet, but
okay.
It's going to either be asking people if they would sponsor him for, I mean, it could be $10 a month.
Okay.
I mean,
it,
you know,
yeah.
It's not going to be exorbitant. Or if they want to make a donation in his name, and that money would be earmarked by us, you know, to cover his needs. You got to get creative. Veterinary, like human medical, is expensive.
Yes.
Today.
Yeah.
And, you know, people watching may remember a few years ago we did Dollars for Dante, the German Shepherd that had horrific allergies, and people generously, you know, donated like $5,000.
Wow.
And an amazing couple came along. They were perfect for this guy. But we've worked it out with them that we still support them with some of his allergy meds.
Sure.
And it's
okay.
Because of people's generosity and having that money earmarked for him that we're able to do that.
Yeah, it's so. Kind of a cooperative effort, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, the pet gets a forever home, and the owners get some help to treat their special needs.
Yeah, I mean, some of it's just above and beyond. And, you know, when you're looking at $150 a month for cat
it's
food,
preventative
it's going to
for a
eliminate
lot of people. Yeah.
Most adopters.
Right, yeah.
You know, but if there's someone out there that wants to take that on, then, you know, we'll certainly consider that.
Of course, yes. The nice thing about the new, you know, quote-unquote new location,
yeah.
You have separation now between dogs and cats, right?
We do.
Yeah.
And it has really made a great difference, I think, especially for the cats. Anyone that was at Broad Street in the past, literally the dog kennels ended, the cat cages started.
They were right there, yeah.
And it was tough. It was also bad for the cats because there was no daylight. Not
right.
That there was any for the, you know, much for the dogs either. But they did a great job with natural light in that building where we are. And it just seems to be, from a health perspective,
mm-hmm.
Making a difference. And then, you know, the dogs are in their section. And, you know, they have access. They don't have direct access from their kennels to the outside, but, you know, they don't have to be walked. We used to have to sometimes walk them by the cats.
Yes.
And whatnot.
Yep.
That's not an issue anymore.
Okay,
so.
That's great. So it's much, much more friendly for both people.
Yes.
And pets.
Yeah.
Yes,
which
is great. And volunteers are key, right?
Can't do any
right.
Of our job without them. We lost some people through the pandemic,
mm.
Which I think happened a lot of places. Some of our great folks came back, but we've probably for the last year have been adding a lot of new volunteers, which is wonderful. You need fresh blood, you know, and we have, I don't know the exact number, but we have over 100 volunteers.
Oh, easily, yeah.
And, you know, two shifts a day,
yep.
Cats and dogs and whatnot. And, you know, the volunteers are just great. You know, they come in to do a specific job, whether it's cats, dogs, or whatever, but so many of them, you know, will step up and say, what else do you need or whatever, and it's... They're a great group.
Yeah.
They just are.
How does one become a volunteer kit, and then what's the training involved?
Well, they can go on our website,
okay.
Which is quincyanimalshelter.org, and then there's a drop down, so for like how to help, and then I think it's volunteer.
Okay.
There's an application there and whatnot. They also can stop in when we're open, which right now is Saturdays 10 to 2. And, you know, we would tell someone what our open shifts are, you know, where we have the greatest need. Some people do become what we call cross-trained so that they can do cats or dogs, but typically people would start in one area. They would be mentored by a senior volunteer for 3 or 4 weeks. And then they kind of get tossed out too. We always would try to have someone that, you know, can back up.
Sure.
It can be a little overwhelming for someone new.
I would think. You know? Yeah. Especially if you're not familiar to be around animals.
Right.
You know, if it's brand new to you, sure.
But we're very fortunate. We've just got a great group of people. And from all walks of life,
really?
You know. I've always marveled at the fact that there's volunteers that I would have never met in my normal course of life.
Hmm.
And yet, I mean, doctors, whatever it is someone does.
Yeah.
Someone that stays home and takes care of a family.
Okay.
You know, it's a very diverse bunch of backgrounds, I guess I could say.
A representative of the city itself, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, which is nice. Any events, special events coming up that folks should be aware
of? Well, we have something, I think it's October 7th, that is going to be at what I'm told is called the Braintree Beer Garden.
Okay.
There's something, there's, I guess, an annual cornhole event. It sounds fun, but, you know, I really don't
know. It's the latest and greatest thing, I guess.
So that will, there'll be more information about that.
Okay.
And then the Saturday before Thanksgiving, again, I don't know the date, but it's the day that we use every year for our annual holiday fair at the Kennedy Center.
Yes. Yep.
Typically it's 10 to 3, but all of that, there'll be more information coming on social media, on our website,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully as well in our building. And then we've been successful the last couple of years bringing back the calendar. So that is also going to be done again this year.
Oh, okay. I think 1 year was the firefighters were featured.
Oh, yes. They actually are the ones that did that. They did an amazing job.
Okay.
But yeah, that was
very popular.
Yes, it was. So right now we're still coming off of not doing huge events, you know, just still kind of rebounding from all of our COVID years, but for fourth quarter anyway, that's basically what we're looking at, and love to have people
participate,
check it out,
right?
Participate.
Or donate, or both, yeah.
And then, excuse me, we also will have, you know, open house at the shelter, and that's usually a fun time with refreshments and things for sale and whatnot.
Sure.
Invite people to come down, but they're invited anytime we're open to come in and, you know, see what we do, check out the animals, even if they're not looking to adopt right then.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Can, if somebody can't make it on the Saturday hours, can you arrange a special time?
Yeah,
them?
if I mean, because it's so volunteer focused, I would not commit to a special appointment just to take a look around.
Oh, right. No.
Okay.
Right,
but if someone really had some interest in, you know, adopting an animal or whatever, we can accommodate by appointment.
Okay.
And then surrenders are always by appointment.
Okay.
You know, if someone has to give up an animal.
Okay. Yeah. Don't leave it outside the door, right?
No.
Yeah. We've heard stories
That's
like
happened.
That. I know. Yeah.
All cats, dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs, ferrets, they've all, it's just, if someone has to give up their animal, I can appreciate that. Sometimes they're embarrassed.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, they're unsure. But at the very least, it's so important for us to know the animal's name, their age. Do they have any medical
background,
stuff?
Right, exactly,
you know,
yep.
Instead of us starting from zero.
Right.
So, you know, it's a judgment-free zone in terms of that. You know, things happen, and we understand that, but you know, please don't just dump the animal outside the door.
Always great to see you, kid. Thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for having me. It's
always
good
a pleasure.
To be back.
Yep. We'll have to bring some furry friends with you next time.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.